Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 11th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Over the weekend, Google and Apple delisted the social network Parler from their app stores for violating app store rules. Both companies said Parler does not do enough to moderate violent content. AWS told Parler that it noticed a steady increase in the violent content on your website, all of which violates our terms, adding, "It's clear that Parler does not have an effective process to comply with the AWS terms of service." AWS terminated hosting of web services for Parler Sunday night. Parler CEO John Mates told Fox News Sunday, "Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us too on the same day. The social network may be down for up to a week." Friday afternoon, Twitter announced it had permanently suspended the personal account of President Donald Trump for violation of its glorification of violence policy. Twitter cited two tweets, one that said, "American patriots will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form," and another that said the president would not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Twitter said these posts were viewed in the context of how they were being received and interpreted on and off Twitter. None of the tweets from the account are accessible on Twitter. Twitter also restricted the president from creating new posts on the official U.S. presidential account at POTUS. Turkey's antitrust board launched an investigation into Facebook and WhatsApp over changes to data sharing policies. WhatsApp's new terms of service allowed the messaging app to share data with other Facebook companies and is set to go into effect February 8th. The regulator said it was halting that implementation pending the investigation, saying it would mean more data being collected, processed, and used by Facebook. Baidu announced it formed a strategic partnership with the automaker Geely, which owns Volvo, Lotus, and Polestar, to create an independent subsidiary focused on electric vehicle production. Geely will be responsible for actual manufacturing of vehicles, with Baidu supplying the software and tech stack. Baidu has been developing autonomous vehicle technology for several years, launching the Apollo Go robo-taxi service across 700 kilometers in Beijing in September. Reuters sources say Chinese regulators are working on a proposal that require tech platforms like Ant Group, Tencent, and JD.com to share consumer loan data with credit agencies in order to prevent fraud and excess borrowing. These platforms operate their own consumer lending businesses with proprietary creditworthiness systems, offering access to limited consumer credit information to banks as a service. According to Ant Financial's IPO prospectus, as of June, its consumer lending balance accounted for 21% of all short-term consumer loans issued by Chinese deposit-taking financial institutions. And now for some CES gadget news, Microsoft announced the Surface Pro 7 Plus, an incremental update to its tablet PC line available to commercial and education customers. The Surface Pro 7 Plus offers 11th-gen Intel processors and optional LTE, but keeps the form factor the same to the standard 7 for compatibility with accessories. Non-LTE versions start at $899, with LTE models at $1,149. They come with removable SSDs and can be optioned up to 32GB of RAM and 1TB of storage. The Surface Pro 7 Plus is available in markets across North America, Europe, and Asia later this week. HP announced two new models in its Dragonfly laptop family, the Dragonfly Max and Dragonfly G2. Both laptops offer a thin and light 13.3-inch design, 11th-gen Intel processors, support for up to 32 gigabytes of memory, include a backlit and spill-resistant keyboard, can be optioned with 4G and 5G, with tile trackers integrated into the WLAN modules. The G2 weighs in at 2.2 pounds, come with either a Full HD or HDR400 1000 nit UHD display. The Max is heavier at 2.46 pounds, only comes with a Full HD 1000 nit display, offers a higher res 5 megapixel webcam with Windows Hello support, and a mechanical privacy shutter. Both come out in January, with pricing to be announced. The Dragonfly Max also comes bundled with HP's new Elite Wireless Earbuds that offer noise cancellation, customizable sound profiles based on location, with an app that allows for a claimed seamless switch between various devices. Standalone Elite Wireless Earbud pricing wasn't announced. HP also announced the NV14 with an i5 Intel 11th Gen processor, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics, 16GB of RAM, 256GB of storage, Wi-Fi 6, and a Full HD IPS display for $999. Then there's the HP Elite Folio, a 2-in-1 leatherless follow-up to the Spectre Folio that keeps the dual-hinge design to allow for a lappable keyboard that quickly converts to a tablet experience. The Elite Folio includes a 2nd-gen Qualcomm Snapdragon 8cx 5G chipset, ditching Intel, a 3x2 1920x1280 Gorilla Glass 5 display with up to 16GB of RAM and 512GB of storage. No pricing was announced. Both of these devices will ship in February. LG confirmed it's planning to release a phone with a rollable display with the very creative name LG Rollable. The device provides a standard smartphone form factor when rolled up and mechanically unfurls to the size of a small tablet, presumably without the crease found in foldable devices. Availability, technical specs, and other details were not announced. LG also confirmed that its new TV lineup will receive updates later this year to include Google Stadia and NVIDIA GeForce Now cloud gaming services. The services will come to all 2021 OLED, QNED, and NanoCell TVs, with Stadia available in the second half of the year and GeForce Now to follow. It's unclear if either service will be made available on 2020 or older LG TVs. Lenovo launched augmented reality glasses called ThinkReality A3 for 3D visualization and guided workflows. It comes as a chunky set of glasses or as a more durable industrial frame. It runs a Snapdragon XR1 SoC and can show up to 5 virtual 1080p displays at once and has an 8-megapixel camera for streaming 1080p video, as well as dual fisheye lenses for room-scale tracking. The ThinkReality A3 needs to be connected to either a Windows PC or Motorola smartphone with an 800 series or better Snapdragon processor. The smartphone-based model is meant for hands-free industrial uses. It's available in select markets worldwide in mid-2021. L'Oreal showed off a gadget at CES last year that could make custom lipstick shades and has now opened up the device for pre-order. The Yves Saint Laurent Beaute Rouge Sous Mesure, powered by Perso, I'm trying here, folks, uses 3 different lipstick color pods to squirt out the color combination needed for users to mix their lipstick shade of choice. The device is set to launch in the spring for $299 and comes with 2 sets of color pods. Refill lipstick pod sets cost $100 each. Custom skincare and foundation pods will launch later in 2021. And finally, OnePlus announced the OnePlus Band, a low-cost fitness wearable with a 1.1-inch OLED display that offers heart rate and blood oxygen saturation monitors, fitness and sleep tracking, and 2-week battery life. Other features include 13 exercise modes, IP68 rated for water and dust resistance, with an included silicone watch strap. The OnePlus Band supports Android at launch, with iOS support to be added later, launching in India on January 13th for 2,499 rupees, or about $34. A global release was not announced. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.